Hello.
Hello, and welcome to Poor Therapy.
I didn't know who was responsible for picking up the ball there.
Oh, well, if anyone's going to pick up a ball, I think it should be you.
Okay, fair enough.
You can pick up two of them if you'd like.
All right, I think I will. I have two hands after all.
This is Mike.
This is Stephanie.
And we're doing another episode of Pork Therapy.
Yes, we're here, and we're in the Pork Therapy mobile studio once again, very high tech. We couldn't even figure out how to get our equipment to work, so.
So we switched to the old equipment.
We sure did. But we're still getting you on the Pork Therapy couch.
Yes, thanks for listening.
Don't you love it? Somehow you keep coming back for more.
And one of you has asked a very interesting question.
Oh, well, before we get to the question, should we give out our website like we always do?
I don't know, this is becoming monotonous. Yeah,
right?
I think we kind of should give it out mostly at the end, but it couldn't hurt to give it out now. So what is it?
It's porktherapy.com, of course.
That's tough.
You can go there. You can go to our Facebook page and you can fan us.
Facebook.porktherapy.com.
You can fan us with a big grape leaf and feed us figs while we recline.
You can tweet us.
Oh my god, no, please don't fig us. We need to talk about figging sometime.
Oh, does it mean something?
You don't know what figging is?
I don't. Is that a whole new episode?
We have a new topic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we definitely have a new topic.
And that guest voice you're hearing is Kevin Dean, the awesome Kevin Dean, who supplied our domain and our domains.
He is the master of our domain,
our emails,
actually.
And our new emails are stephanie@porktherapy.com and...
And mike@porktherapy.com.
So send us your
if
questions.
If you want to ask
or,
Mike on a date, you can email mike@porktherapy.com.
Or...
He's free tomorrow night, actually.
What the hell? No, he's not.
Well,
maybe tomorrow
I know
you're listening to this.
Right? Yes.
And you can also send us your questions at questions@porktherapy.com.
Yes, please do. And we'll make a fool out of ourselves like we do every
week.
Like
we're doing right now.
So,
all right.
Yes, yeah, so we're fortunate enough to have the master of our domain here to help
master
us.
Master of our domain.
How true. To help us answer some questions. And we've gotten a pretty interesting one today. This is from a listener. And this listener says...
Hold on. Let's just, to keep anonymous, let's choose a gender for this person and make up a fake
okay,
name.
Okay, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe. Man or woman, I don't know.
I mean, I think the question seems pretty specific. I mean, I don't know.
But,
okay,
so
Kevin
so
doesn't know. Kevin doesn't know who asked
yeah,
the question.
Yeah,
so Kevin,
oh, yeah, I don't
why
know.
Why don't you read the question and then
okay,
you make up a gender?
The question is, and this is on my
I think that's the only fair way
how
to
do
it.
Love and sex have anything to do with each other? The writer asks or says, I think they're completely different. I don't think they have anything to do with each other. From that, I have no idea whether this is a man or a woman. So
just take a guess and we'll use that for our example.
I would suggest it's a guy, but
okay.
I don't know.
So okay. our example is, our questioner is Adam, and he asked the question that Kevin just read. How do love and sex have anything to do with each other? So.
And did Adam say it's okay to use his name?
No, I just made that up.
I don't think
oh, okay.
his name.
I'm off.
I was
going
to say he wasn't very adamant about whether he wanted to be anonymous.
This is so funny.
Yeah, not really. It's actually pretty terrible.
So I think this is an interesting question because
in
my mind most people think the opposite. Sex and love have everything to do with each other. You can't have sex if you're not in love or and this person's saying they can't link them in their mind. Adam is saying this, so
yeah.
Very interesting.
How do love and sex have anything to do with each other? Well, I think they have a lot to do with each other, right?
Well, I think they certainly can. They don't have to.
Well, okay, we've talked about both of these before, actually. We had an episode on love where we talked about the meaning of love and what it is. And then we also had an episode on virginity where we talked about sex and defining sex, right?
Yeah, and those were separate, so I guess love and sex have nothing to do with each other.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
According to us, yes.
Yeah.
So there you go, we just answered your question.
Okay, next question.
No, I think they do have something to do with each other because if you are in love with someone...
I think they can. I mean, just look at the...
It's not necessarily
right.
true.
Right. I would say they are separate things, and obviously those things mean something different to each person,
yes.
each relationship. I don't think they're necessarily linked, though I would personally say I do.
Well, right. I mean, just look at a prostitute.
Sure.
Right.
There's
she's
probably...
in love with everybody she's
right.
fucking.
Right.
Right.
There's probably not a direct link in most of the sex she's having, or most of the partners she's having sex with, or he.
Or he.
However, look at a, I don't know, a couple who just got married in a monogamous relationship.
But at
relationship.
The same time, like,
they're
wait,
probably
I want to play devil's advocate all right, here.
All right.
For some prostitutes, they get into sex work because they have this notion of sexual healing, and they want to be someone almost like, I guess, a massage therapist. Like, why some massage therapists
massage
are
Well,
you had to make everything into a cock joke.
Okay, one sec, Kevin. I agree that some prostitutes...
We're putting our guest host on hold because we talk too much.
No, that's fine with me.
So you're right. Some prostitutes are going to have different reasons, and some might involve sex. Or
isn't that true? Some of them say that they get into it because they want to heal people emotionally.
Well, that's not necessarily enough. But my point was simply that some people don't incorporate sex, and that should have been an obvious example of some. And incorporate sex and love.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
some people don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Mike hit on exactly what that is. I guess sometimes when you think of relationships, you think of all the things that a relationship is. Love and intimacy and trust and excitement and all those things. And those may not be there. There may be intimacy involved in sex, but there may not necessarily be love. There might be the healing, but it might not be love.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, that's true. Love and healing can definitely be different things. But I think that's, if you consider a spectrum of love, the healing prostitute is more towards the love end of the spectrum than the non-healing prostitute who's stripping her way through college
and
or whatever.
And I want to
give a fuck about her Johns.
Doesn't give a fuck about who she's fucking.
Mm-hmm.
I want to point out that I just used prostitute as an example. I don't think you have to be selling sex in order to not link it with love. It's just an example.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not. I don't think it's abnormal or wrong
bad.
There are
so many people
not
like
them.
Probably most of the sex that a lot of people have is not love.
That's probably a good point.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, if you think of love as something that's sort of sacred and special and sort of a, you know, a very deep connection. I mean, most of the sex that people have is not that. It doesn't fulfill that criteria.
Okay, so I agree with you. Mm-hmm. So can the three of us at the moment agree that love and sex are totally different concepts, yet there's sometimes overlap?
I would agree.
Yeah,
with that.
I think that's
okay.
A good way to phrase it.
Then how do we, so the question is, how do love and sex have anything to do with each other? I think they're completely different, so do we. I don't think they have anything to do with each other. Let's address that last one because I think they certainly can.
I have to disagree with that part.
Right.
The intimacy involved with sex.
Simultaneously agreeing and disagreeing with the question.
Yeah, when there's trust and intimacy, the sex is always much better. It's always much more meaningful for me.
Okay, for you is important.
I can always say, though. Sometimes you can love someone and have bad sex.
That may change in the future, but for me, that has always been the case.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think, Kevin, in general, like, that's absolutely true. Like, at least in my personal relationships, like, I don't know, maybe love makes it better, sure, but, like, just basically knowing and trusting and feeling comfortable with a partner always makes sex better, because you can feel really comfortable asking for whatever you want to do and asking them.
And saying what you don't like, saying when you don't like something.
Right.
If you're comfortable.
And you don't have to hold back if you feel really affectionate or lovey-dovey or whatever.
Right.
You know? You don't feel like there's anything you can't say to them. So I think that makes it better because it's better communication. And communication is the key in all relationships, right?
That's right. But I'm just trying to figure out...
You didn't even acknowledge my...
No, it is right. But I'm just trying to figure out...
slogan.
Communication, shut up, I'm talking.
Yes, dear.
So I'm trying to figure out why they ask this question. I mean, maybe they're just curious, or maybe they have, like, a problem with linking or not linking love and sex. I don't think they have anything to do with each other. So maybe that's a problem for them, not linking them. And
maybe.
Okay, so
I certainly know it's so common for couples to be in love, but to be, like, to not have sex. For whatever reason. Because they've... Yeah, I mean, like, I know of, it's so common on, like, you listen to relationship advice podcasts and such and read columns, and, like, every day they get multiple letters from people that are like, hey, I've been married to my spouse for 20 years, we have kids together, we love each other, we love our family, but the sex just isn't there. You know, 2 years ago, my wife had a hysterectomy or whatever the complication is, whatever reason, or they just stop being sexually attracted to each other. One of them,
when I was in college, I took a sexuality,
their body changed a lot. Or
I took a sexuality class, and the professor or the teacher said he stopped having sex with his wife because she gained so much weight.
So
there are certainly loving relationships where sex doesn't have to exist or exist very little.
Sure.
But
there are definitely sexual relationships where love doesn't exist.
No, that's probably far more common.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm just, I'm, I,
But can you have romantic love? I think a good question to ask is, can you really have romantic love if there's no sex?
That's a good question, because I've thought about it before, and what is it? Is that any different than a very, very, very close friend? And I'm not talking about friends with benefits. If you have a friend who you
I'm
trust
not sure
and
that is different.
Yeah, tell them secrets, hang out with them all the time.
I think
but
that's
no
just
sex.
A very intimate friendship, but it's not love, per se.
Well, I don't know if it's not love. You could love a friend. It's just
romantic,
really.
It's not romantic.
What is the romantic?
I guess it's a different kind of love. Sure.
What do you think?
Just contradicting ourselves left and right, especially
well,
me.
I guess when you take the word and you try and define it in the context, like I try and do the opposite. I try to let each relationship or interaction with people define it rather than like titling it.
Sure.
I would say I have friends that I would say I love.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm using the standard definition of love, I know I would not.
Right.
I know I wouldn't be communicating that sentiment to other people. So
sure.
I think it would be. I think it's hard to classify things as subjective and fluid as love and all those other things.
That's
because
really hard to.
Love too, like, that's exactly right, Kevin. Like, I mean, there's different kinds of love. Like, you might love a family member, but you don't want to have sex with them. Or you might love a friend, but maybe the friend you don't want to have sex with. And you might love your sexual partner, and you do want to have sex with them. So it's...
So there's any combination because the two are separate concepts. Right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's different kinds of love. I mean, you have to define, this person didn't really define what they meant by
love
and sex.
That's true.
I mean, yeah.
And also, we're trying to guess why they asked it. Let's make an assumption.
Yeah, was there
person,
like a, can we read between the lines a little bit?
Well, we could be, but, you know, keep in mind we might be wrong, but we're just talking.
Oh, we're
so
definitely
we're,
wrong.
We might be wrong
we're
about.
We're always wrong.
Well, right, that's a good point. I was going to say we might be wrong about Adam, but we're probably wrong about everything else, too, so
yeah.
let's
why are you
just,
listening to us again?
Get off our couch. No, wait, come back to our couch.
Yeah. We can't be kicking people off the couch. It's
no,
not very nice.
I'm not going to kick you off. Just keep in mind we're wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's make up a problem or assume a problem. I don't think this person, or Adam says, I don't think they have anything to do with each other, love and sex. So let's what do you think the problem could be?
I see one of two things. I see someone who really enjoys casual sex and is getting the stigma from not being in a loving relationship for it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the vice versa, somebody who is in a relationship and the sex is there, but they don't feel an emotional connection.
Okay.
Someone who's in a ostensibly loving relationship and the sex has disappeared.
Okay, so let's let's talk about both.
Okay.
The first one seems to be the more stereotypical or the more seemingly common.
Freudians! That even shocked me.
Whoa, that was weird.
That was almost as good as spigging.
Okay, what were
that's a big question.
We're talking about condoms. You should use them. Well, you should use them if you're not fluid bonded with your partner that you want to have sex with. Right.
Fluid bonding, a whole other episode.
Yeah, definitely.
So go ahead, Kevin.
You were saying that.
Oh,
geez.
No, okay, so we're going to assume two problems and talk about them both. So one, we're going to assume that Adam
get over your condom comment.
Get over my condom. We're going to assume Adam has sex without linking it to love, has enough sex that he's getting some kind of stigma in his community. And then the other problem we're going to assume is that the opposite. He's in a loving relationship, but there is no sex, or the sex has dwindled or something.
Right.
So let's talk about the first one.
Okay. So, I don't necessarily think that there's anything wrong with being in a relationship where you're having casual sex with someone with no expectation of love.
I think it's good if that's what you want and the other person wants.
Yes, that was the next thing I was going to say. You finished my sentence.
Oh, sorry.
Well, we have a psychic link, of course.
That's right.
We always finish each other's sentences. But I mean, as long as you communicate with your sex partner, and that's in that case, that's what they are. They're not really a love partner.
Right. And you could call them a lover because that term is used and be careful with language.
Oh, so here's an interesting question. If you're friends with someone and you're fucking them, are you really just friends? Or, I mean, what do you call that?
I don't know. I mean, some people call it fuck buddies,
question.
Friends with benefits. Some people, I would probably just call it a friend. And if someone, pursued and questioning me about my sex life, I'd say, yeah, we have sex also.
Yeah.
I don't. It's just a label, whatever you want to apply, whatever it works for your life.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe that wasn't as important of a question as I thought it was.
No, actually, I think it is. I think a whole new episode could be about labels.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. The labels cause a lot of... I mean, they're useful in the sense that they communicate something about a relationship in very few words, or in one word, but they're not useful in that they can...
Miscommunicate,
yeah.
Wittgenstein would love that.
And people misinterpret when you label someone as something.
Right.
Or they just refuse to be defined by labels, and then you don't know what they're all about.
Right. Okay, so as long as, if you're having casual sex or sex without love, and you're getting stigma, I don't see it as a problem or even bad as long as you and the other person or people are
voluntary.
Yeah,
who's stigmatizing you? Is this like your grandmother who's saying, oh, you need to settle down with one person?
I don't think it's bad or wrong if everybody acting is voluntary, but what if the problem is the stigma or the reputation you're garnering? Mm-hmm. If you have a problem with that, then communicate with them and explain why you think it's good to have sex without love. Or keep it as a secret.
You know, I actually know someone like this. I'm not going to say who it is, of course, but this person related to me at one time that he or she is polyamorous, but this person gets a bad reputation because people just think that he or she is like a player or someone who treats their partners badly. But they're really polyamorous, and so it's okay that they have multiple partners, and I don't really know much about how this person treats their partners, so I can't really make a judgment based on that. But what do you think about that? I mean, if it were me, I would just say, like, well, to a certain extent, screw what everyone else thinks. You need to live your life the way that you want to live it.
That's actually...
And as long as you communicate with your partner or partners about it, and everybody is on board and everyone's okay with it, then what's the big deal about what other people think? But
I think a lot of times the reason the stigma matters to people is maybe they're not sure what they want, or they're not, like, communicating what you want is really good in a relationship, but it kind of breaks down if you're not sure of what you want in that relationship yourself. Mm-hmm. And somebody who's, I would say, writing in this question probably sees some sort of conflict inside themselves. They don't know what they want, or they don't.
Or
they're getting what they want.
Or the conflict could be they want two things, mutually exclusive things.
Yeah.
Like to have sex with lots of people and to not have a reputation about it.
Yeah. And I guess
you said a second ago, one thing you could do is screw what other people think. Screw what everybody else thinks.
Yeah.
And I would qualify that. I'd say, in my life, I'd say, screw what people I don't care about think.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I have friends who think negatively of me because of it, them I would communicate with. Why do you think this is negative? And let me explain to you really what I'm doing so you understand it better, or maybe you don't.
Right.
And because, you know, what my friends think of me is pretty important. What strangers do or what people I don't like do, that's not important to me at all.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. But, like,
hard.
At one time, I was actually ostracized by a good friend because of my open relationship that I'm in.
Okay, so then you had to decide whether to keep them as a friend and try and make them
understand.
Well,
I didn't have to decide because that friend decided for me. They didn't want to be friends with me anymore because they didn't agree with what I was doing. Which, it didn't really make sense to me, but that was their choice.
So maybe Adam's worried about that very issue. Who knows?
Maybe. But, I mean, also, I was going to... Whoa.
Right. Our studio is beeping at
us.
Yes.
We beep at our studio, too. Don't worry.
I was going to say that...
Oh, can I finish?
Please, go, by all means.
After I had said the thing about screw what everyone else thinks, I was going to say, on the other hand, you know, sometimes it is important what other people think because it can affect your connections with other people, your ability to, find work, find friends. You know, like, everyone in your world thinks that you're a bad person because you're dating multiple people, but yet the people that you're dating don't have a problem with it, and you don't have a problem with it. Like, I think that still is a problem.
No, it can be a problem.
It can be.
You're right. Then you'd have to decide between those two values.
Yeah.
Do I keep living, you know, how I want and enjoying life and, you know, communicating well with people close to me?
Or do I stay in the closet about it?
Or do I stay in the closet about it because
thing.
I'm, you know, I because what strangers think is affecting my world in some way. So
right.
Then you have to weigh those two values.
And that's a really difficult thing because it's not fun to be in the closet about anything. Like,
Well, it depends on what you're doing in there.
Very true. I mean, in the proverbial closet about not being able to express who you truly are. And it's not really that fun to live a lie.
No, it's got to be an unhappy state.
Yeah.
Right.
When
you're surprised.
Sorry.
When something is exciting and enjoyable to you, it really is. It's something you want to do, is to share it with people you're close with, especially.
Mm-hmm.
And to have to suppress that to to have to keep it quiet really does it stifles the growth of those relationships and of the person. Like it just it's,
yeah.
I've been in situations like that where I have to hold my tongue or keep quiet, and I don't like being in a situation because the dynamic of the entire thing is thrown off there, and it really grates after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does take a psychological toll, I think, when you have to hide something really fundamental about yourself. You feel like you can't really be yourself, and that's
yeah.
a very oppressive feeling.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a big weight, and it will, even if it's a threshold-based weight, it'll finally weigh you down so much that something's
yeah.
going to snap.
Okay, so let's talk about the
yes.
other side of the flip side of this question, I guess.
So the other possible problem that Adam
right.
had was that he is in a loving relationship or a romantic.
Where the sex has
I'll have to say loving.
Disappeared.
Yeah. Where the sex has disappeared
right.
or is bad sex. Because
right.
he just says he doesn't see the link.
Yeah, so I actually know someone like this.
Okay.
This person is in a relationship, is in an open relationship, so the person has more than one partner. But the person they consider their primary partner the sex between them is not that great.
Wow, that's
but
very,
they love,
seems very unusual.
It is very unusual, but they love their primary partner,
right.
and they say that they love them very, very much, and I'm using they as a grammatically incorrect way to hide the person's gender and the gender of their partner, but but you get the idea. The primary relationship, the sex isn't that good, and then the other relationships outside of that, the sex is great. And so the primaries are getting their sexual needs met other places, I guess. And for them, they say that they don't love their other partners, but
well,
yet they satisfy, like, a very fundamental need.
All right, let's not stray too far, though, from the link between love and sex, because it's
okay.
a poly relationship. I mean,
yeah,
it's no problem using a poly example, but let's just make sure we're talking about how love and sex are
related.
Well,
yeah, so we'll focus on
yeah.
the primary relationship
yeah,
between
okay.
these two people. And this is a heterosexual couple, and they just say, like, the sex has never been that good.
All right, and for our example, let's presume
they have sex. Still, they do still have sex because they want to share.
Well, this example is really really strange.
it's a little bit unusual, I guess. But
no, I mean, just strange from our topic. Not that this I have a problem with this problem.
What
you
have
let's
a
just
problem
say,
with the problem? I don't even know what you're saying.
Me neither. You're okay. Your example.
You don't know
has,
what I'm saying.
Your example has so many.
We've had a
depth,
communication failure.
Communication breakdown. Let's say they are not having sex anymore. This poly couple,
okay,
they're not having sex.
Okay, for the sake of argument, we'll
yes.
say that there are two. There's a couple. They're not having sex. Okay, this is a completely
loving,
that morphed into a completely different example.
All right,
a loving couple who does not have sex anymore. Who used to have sex?
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Who started out because this is a very common situation, right? Like, you know, a marriage starts out, the sex is great, and then something happens, particularly like body changes or health problems or kids even.
Yeah.
I mean, kids count as body changes and health problems, in my opinion, right?
And environment changes.
And
everything
yes.
changes. But whatever the reason, Adam, who's in a loving relationship, is no longer having sex, but loves this person. And the question... the question again...
Did you just get figged?
There. No, I don't know. The question is,
you don't know
I don't,
what thinking is,
he,
but you
no.
will after the podcast.
Hey, caramba. The question is, Adam doesn't think love has anything to do with sex, and vice versa. So, the problem would be, he loves this person, but let's say there is no sex. He doesn't want to have sex with them, or they don't want to have sex with him.
Right.
And is that a problem? Well, obviously, if he wants sex and she doesn't, or vice versa, that's a problem. They need to communicate about that. They need to make some kind of compromise.
And there are a couple of different ways to solve that problem.
Yes.
If there's a mismatch, I mean, this goes for anyone. If there's a mismatch between the sexual wants or desires of two people that are in a sexual relationship, they need to solve that by either making an agreement to have the one that has disproportionately large needs needs to somehow meet their needs elsewhere, whether that be from another person or from, you know,
porn
or fantasy or
yeah.
something else.
Well,
or they need to,
and they need to
move
agree
on from
it.
Each other. And they
yeah.
need to agree on it, and they both need to be okay with it. Or they need to move on from each other because they have a fundamental incompatibility.
Or move on only in that regard.
Yeah, or move on, right, and they can still be friends, but maybe they won't be sex partners anymore
right.
because they have this mismatch. Or one of them has to accept that they're either going to be having sex more often or less often than they want.
Right.
So there are different ways to solve that issue, but yeah.
Well, you mentioned libido and like frequency of sex, but there's also the things that arouse your partner. Like, one partner might be interested in domination or something, but it doesn't do it for the other partner.
Yes.
That's something that that also needs to be addressed, but can be an issue that has the same problem other than just frequency.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
I think that's addressable in the same ways, too. Like,
if
one person is into a particular kink and the other one is not, well, the partner who's not into it could try it and see if they like it, see if they can get into it,
or maybe
it pleases their partner.
As long as it doesn't, you know, hurt them or turn them off, maybe they could say, all right, I'll do it once a month or once a week or whatever.
Right, sure. Or they could allow the other partner to get their needs
kink
met somewhere else, because they say, I just don't want to do BDSM. You can play, do BDSM play with whoever else you want, but not me, and I'm fine with that.
I think that's the important idea that we've come up with regarding the question, because we're not talking about communication. Well, I mean, it's always good, but we're talking about how love and sex are related. So the last example you have kind of goes back to that.
Mm.
If one partner, doesn't want to have sex or doesn't like the same type of sex activities, then they could say, then the agreement could be, you can go find that elsewhere, and I'll still love you in this way and all these other ways, and we'll still, be a romantic couple and have plain sex or no sex, but you need to find this elsewhere. That's, I think, a little more linked to how the question of how sex and love are linked.
Hmm. What about, here's something that just popped into my mind. What about, I hear this particularly with women, but I'm sure it could happen with men too. What about people who say that, they think they can have casual, no strings attached sex with someone, but then once they start fucking this person, they fall in love and they just fall for them. It's something about the physical intimacy and the hormonal mechanisms that come out when sex occurs.
Or maybe they are having casual sex, then they get to know a person and just fall in love with them.
Yeah, that could be it too.
So,
but does that phenomenon exist? I think it does.
I think it exists, and it can certainly be a problem, but I think it's, again, unrelated, because let's say this couple, Adam and his wife,
do best. We talk about things that aren't really, like, we're
ask us a question and we'll talk around it.
Yes, exactly. We're very good at that.
If Adam and his wife aren't having sex, and they do love each other, and they agree, all right, you can go have sex with other people as long as we stay a loving relationship.
Yeah.
And then Adam falls in love with one of the people he's having sex with. That can be a problem. They need to communicate about it. They need to,
it's possible that he could have more than one loving relationship at once.
They might
maybe not, or maybe that's not okay with his partner.
They might realize they're poly. They might not realize, we have to end our relationship now because Adam loves her more, or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a different problem.
Yeah, that is.
I think the problem of how are sex and love linked is, in the beginning there, where Adam and his significant other, his wife or whatever, say, I want sex, you don't. I need sex at least this much in order to be happy. You need sex no more than this to be happy. And you've got to fig me right now. And if, they have to come up to that agreement. And I imagine that's really hard. I mean, wouldn't you think that if someone just couldn't, let's say they're frigid. Let's say they couldn't have, is frigid both genders? Or impotent, I guess.
It connotes women.
Okay, well, let's say whichever gender is unable to have sex.
Right.
And then the other person, of course, wants it.
Physically unable. Because of some kind of injury
They don't get an erection or they don't get lubricated or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
They don't have sex and the other person still wants it. They
obviously had sex.
They obviously love each other. How do they deal with it?
I need to play devil's advocate there because there are ways, even if you are physically incapable as a guy of getting an erection, you can always use a dildo on your partner.
Okay,
you ways to get around that.
But we only used Adam as an example. What if it's Alice?
Well, Alice can give a BJ, right?
I don't know how that works.
Or
if you're incapable,
can give a hand job. I mean,
if you're incapable of having sex, what if there's a psychological reason where sex doesn't work for you?
Well, maybe PTSD. Maybe they just don't want to have sex because they got raped and now they're traumatized and they just don't want to have anything to do with sex for a period of time.
Yeah,
that's possible too.
Are
we doing a hypothetical situation where? Yeah.
It's a long episode and we're talking about nothing.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous here at Pork Therapy. We've got our couch full and we're utilizing it to its capacity. And this episode is nearly full too. So we want to finish up our thoughts on this.
I guess. I don't know if we actually came up with any solutions.
No, we definitely didn't answer the question.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about anything meaningful.
So if you want to ask us
and
your
basically,
questions...
we just sucked and we made a lot of puns about figging. I think it was a good episode.
Wow. I'm going to have to change this topic to figging. I don't even know what it is yet. So, Adam, What do love and sex have anything to do? I guess at the beginning of this episode, we said basically that love and sex are two separate concepts. They really are not related, mm-hmm. but there's typically and can be a lot of overlap. There doesn't have to be.
Yes.
I guess that alone addresses everything.
What's the
except,
overlap? Should we talk about the overlap?
Well, I mean, the overlap could be you can love someone and have sex with them. I mean, or you could love someone and not have sex with them.
The sex can be an expression of love, right? Like, for instance,
it can be.
When I was in college, I digress, but this is a funny story. When I was in college...
Wait, you digress?
Yeah, it's a shocker, isn't it? I had a friend, and my friend worked at the YMCA in Northampton, Massachusetts, which is kind of a gay town.
Not to be specific or anything.
Well, nobody knows what that is. But my friend told me that part of his job was to, like, he was a personal trainer, and part of his job was to go into the locker rooms and break up the guys having sex in the showers and things like that. Because it was supposed to be, like, a family place, and they didn't want, the club didn't want guys having sex in the showers. Okay. So he went in there, and, you know, two guys were having sex, and he tried to say, like, hey, guys, can you not do that here? And they said, well, we're expressing our love for each other. What's your problem?
What does that have to do with this?
Because it's an expression of love.
That's a fucking private property issue. How does that have to do with this question?
Because sex, to them and to a lot of other people, that's...
The expression...
They hit on an important point.
The expression,
it's an expression,
you know what?
Of love.
I love you, but I cannot express it unless we go violate someone else's property.
Well, okay. Aside the property rights issue, they didn't acknowledge that they were on private property and they weren't supposed to be having sex there. But they considered their sex that they were doing.
Oh, like, that's your point. You went to that whole example for that? Holy shit. You could have said, some people have sex to express their love. Done.
There was fair warning.
I'm sorry.
That's true. She did.
What do you want from me, really? This is a shitty podcast.
Okay,
so
let's go on with that. Sometimes people have sex to express their love. So in that
they
case,
consider it an expression of
yes,
their love.
So that would be the overlap.
I'm saying
in the beginning of this episode, and including that example, we've talked about love without sex, mm-hmm. sex without love, both of them overlapping, but we haven't really talked about someone...
We haven't really addressed the question.
Yeah, which is neither. Which is what if, you know, well, I guess... If you have neither, then
you're strangers.
Yeah, really pretty
no
much.
Sex and no love. Well,
or friends,
you could be
acquaintances, or
coworkers, or whatever.
Okay, that sells it.
All right,
okay.
good episode.
Excellent.
Thank you for asking the questions.
Probably
if you guys
the best episode yet.
Ay, caramba.
The figging episode.
Oh yeah, well, stay tuned for figging.
Mm-hmm.
Get
some ginger and peel it.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yes.
Is this a sex act?
Yes.
With ginger. Okay.
Peeled, freshly peeled.
If you guys have questions or want to send me pictures of you figging, then send them to questions@porktherapy.com. Or, you know
you
what?
You know, I figured this would be a particularly bad episode.
And thank you for listening. And, oh, you can find us at porktherapy.com, facebook.porktherapy.com,
twitter.porktherapy.com. Yes. You know it.
And thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Kevin, for joining us.
Remember, Mike is free tomorrow night, so... Yes, thank you, Kevin. I'm sorry. Thank you for being here. And
right.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks, and stay tuned.
Bye.
Bye.